On Friday, I saw my youngest goddaughter. I have four godchildren, and the oldest is going to be 16 next month at the beginning of August, and the youngest, she's just 9 years old, or 9 months old, not 9 years old, 9 months old. And I went to see her because it had been almost a month since I saw her, and at that age, they change so fast. You know, the soon-to-be 16-year-old, saw him 2 weeks ago, see him at the beginning of August, in that 5-6 weeks. He won't have changed that much. I won't have changed that much. A couple more gray hairs. That'll be about it on me, not on him. He doesn't have gray hairs yet. He's 16, or he's 15. He'll be 16. But the baby, you know, like in that time, she started becoming a whole lot more verbal, a lot more active. And, you know, they grow so quickly at that age. And it's amazing to see the difference in just a month. And plus, it's always fun to just hold a baby, bounce her on your knee, get her to smile, that sort of thing. That's always fun, too. And I was thinking of that as I was reading that first reading today from the prophet Isaiah. I was struck by the power of the image of a nursing child that's used in that passage. The image, the prophecy is of Jerusalem, the city of God, as the consoling mother. And at this point, the people of Jerusalem have been conquered by the Babylonians. They're in exile in a faraway place. And the Lord is speaking to them of their return, of them being able to be nurtured and fed by their mother again, to find comfort in her arms and nourished by her so that they can grow up healthy and strong. And God says to his people, "You shall nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knee." Now, I had to look up what dandled meant because I'd never seen that word before. Dandled actually just means bouncing a baby on your knee. I like that word. I'm going to start using it now. So in thinking about that image of dandling a baby on her knee, I couldn't help but think of my little goddaughter and how fast she's growing. And you know, one of the things that we've talked about here at St. Ignatius is one of the expectations we have for our parishioners is that they be open to growth. I've grown as a leader in my spiritual life, and we have seen so many of our people have these wonderful spiritual growth spurts, I would say, through Alpha and learning to praise God more fully and reading scripture or in whatever other way. And I get so pleased by that. But I get the sense after reading that passage from God, that prophecy, that God is even more pleased than I am. And that he wants to see all his children grow. "You shall see and your heart shall rejoice. Your body shall flourish like the grass." God wants us to grow and to flourish. And if he's comparing it to grass, he apparently wants us to grow quickly too. He wants us to grow like my little goddaughter so that people who haven't seen us in a month, they may still recognize us, but they're surprised to see how much we've changed, how much we've grown, how much, as it says in that opening prayer, filled with holy joy we are. We are God's children. God is our Father. And like any father who loves his children, he does not want us to remain infants in our faith life. Yes, while we're there, he wants to dandle us on his knee, but he does not want us to remain infants in our relationship with him. He wants us to grow, to continually to be learning more about our faith, developing a deeper and richer prayer life, and he does not want us to do it alone. In fact, he knows that it cannot be done alone. Because the other thing that struck me when I was visiting there with my goddaughter was how incredibly blessed this little girl is. While I was there, all of her sisters were playing with her. Her parents were preparing snacks for all the kids. The older kids are playing with the younger ones. I was dandling her on my knee. See, I told you I like that. And it was this idyllic scene. Yes, it was loud and it was chaotic and kids were running around, but it, to me, it was idyllic at the same time. And I realized how blessed this tiny little girl is because she's not growing up alone. She's going to grow up surrounded by people who will support her and care for her, encourage her, love her, hold her accountable out of love. People who love her enough to help her to grow and mature. You know, the worst thing about being in exile is being cut off from others, the aloneness of it. That was the worst thing for the people of Israel when they were exiled out of Jerusalem. None of us can really grow up alone, not physically. You know, as babies, we can't even feed ourselves. And then spiritually, we are not meant to go it alone either. We aren't meant to be spiritually exiled. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, the book that explains and summarizes all the beliefs of our faith, says no one can believe alone, just as no one can live alone. The believer has received faith from others and should hand it on to others. I cannot believe without being carried by the faith of others, and by my faith, I help support others in the faith. The Catechism says, I cannot believe without being carried by the faith of others, and by my faith, I help support others in their faith. A few months ago, I spoke about connect groups, the way in which we want our parishioners to be supported and cared for, the way we want them to be encouraged, held accountable out of love as they grow and they mature spiritually. Connect groups are groups of 20 to 30 people who meet twice a month or so and develop friendships and bonds that allow people to learn from one another what it means to grow in their relationship, to grow as missionary disciples of Jesus. A typical evening follows more or less an alpha format, a shared meal, a short talk and a witness, some small group discussion. But then it ends a little differently because it wraps up with some time of praying for one another and praising God together. We began our first Connect group at the beginning of this year, and in speaking to the people who've joined, it's been a great experience as they grow more confident in their faith, as they deepen their prayer life, as they form friendships that, as the Catechism says, help carry one another in faith and support each other. In the gospel today, Jesus sends his disciples out. He sends them on a mission. He sends the 70 out, but he does not send them alone. God does not want us to be alone in our faith. This fall, we're going to be starting another couple of connect groups, and we'll believe that this is an important part of our game plan at St. Ignatius. Our game plan to form missionary disciples. We want everyone to grow. Grow in your faith, grow as disciples, grow in your relationship with the Lord. As a church, we can only grow when our people grow. And so I want, just like God does, for us to flourish like the grass. I want us to grow. I want growth spurts. I want fast growth. I want any growth at all, but I'd love it for us to flourish like the grass. And here's the thing, I hate mowing the lawn, so I'm not going to cut anybody down if they're growing. St. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, says, he is the one we proclaim, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. Fully mature in Jesus Christ. God is calling you to grow in some way. He wants all his children to be nurtured and to flourish, to grow to maturity. He wants to dandle you on his knee. He wants you to grow as loving disciples who support and encourage one another. God wants us fully mature in his Son, Jesus Christ. God's asking you to grow, And at St. Ignatius, we believe God. We believe him when he asks us of these things. And we believe he's going to support us when we say yes. That's why we ask you to at least be open to growth. Because I believe the Lord is calling you. He doesn't want you to be a spiritual exile. He doesn't want you alone in your faith to figure things out in isolation. He wants to console you. He wants to nourish you so that you can grow and mature. If you haven't yet done Alpha, give it a try. Invite a friend. If you have done Alpha, connect groups are the way to ensure that you aren't alone. That you aren't alone in trying to figure things out. That you aren't alone in growing as a follower of Jesus.